It's the Morning Show with Johnny Reinhart on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. The information you need to start your day. Local news, state news from the Michigan News Network, and national from ABC. Dependable weather from our partners at WSBT. Sports from Dave Wolf and Bloomberg Business. Plus entertainment news, tech trends, 8 o'clock blocks, and Paul Leyendecker's Daily Buzz. All to start your day on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Well, good morning. Welcome to it. It's Wednesday, January 5th, and today it's going to get interesting when it comes to the weather. Winter weather advisory for Berrien, Cass County as well. Through Thursday morning with a wind advisory for all of the area, late Wednesday evening as well. Today, going to be cloudy, a lake effect snow showers possible along with 2 to 4 inches plus, they say, of snow possible here in southwest Michigan. It's going to be near 30 in the morning, then quickly dropping into the teens. Then this afternoon, it's going to get chilly with sub-zero wind chills possible Wednesday afternoon into the evening. Now, it's going to be windy as well. That's where it's going to get fun. Wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour. And then later tonight, lake effect snow possible as well with a low of 12 and the wind chills below zero. Those wind gusts still around 40 miles per hour. So we've got that going for us. We'll keep you up to date with everything going on with the weather. And especially if there's closings, cancellations, and delays, you can always find those at WSJM.com and on the WSJM app, as well as we will have your winter weather road report if there are any accidents in any area where you're commuting. So whether it be 94, Red Arrow, or in Cass County or things like that, we will definitely keep you up to date. But thank you for being a part of the morning show. We want you to be part of it by giving me a call, 925-WSJM. We got a lot of things to talk about this morning, some useless knowledge, as well as outdated technology. Do you know someone, or if you're somebody that uses quote-unquote outdated technology, and I'm talking like rotary phones, really a calculator, is pretty much outdated too because you've got it on your smartphone, but also a ton of other outdated technology. I'd love to hear from you. We got some good comments on our Facebook page, but you can always be a part of the show. 925-WSJM. That's 925-9756. Other things that are happening today that you should know about. It's National Whipped Cream Day. Today would have been the birthday of Aaron Bunny Lapin, who is the inventor of Ready Whip. He came up with the whipped cream in a can back in 1949. And also another thing that's happening today, it's National Bird Day. You can take a minute to enjoy the graceful flight of all of our winged friends. And I know Spencer Rivers, big fan of birds. He's probably listening to the show at home. So, yeah, you can do some bird watching today if you'd like. Look around. My guess is with the wind blowing around and how cold it's going to get later tonight, I'm guessing those birds are going to be flying south, or if they're not flying south, they're going to be probably staying in their nests today. Also today, we're actually talking about a lot of technological things today. But today is the opening of the Consumer Electronics Show. It's the second best reason to visit Las Vegas. The Consumer Electronics Show, big technology unveiling that's going to happen. But a lot of the companies around the world have actually decided not to go to CES. But there's still going to be a lot of big companies there. LG is going to debut its virtual ride stationary bike that has a giant 14-foot wraparound OLED screen that'll make anybody regret buying a Peloton bike. Also, BMW is going to unveil their amazing new SUV that changes colors on the outside with the touch of a button. Ah, that is cool. Other things that are happening today, Powerball jackpot is happening today. The jackpot $610 million right now, and that's one of the biggest jackpots ever. I think it's like the sixth or seventh largest jackpot. Here's the chances for you to win the Powerball jackpot. 1 in 292,201,338. That's and according to Record Newspaper, you're more likely to hit a hole in one on the golf course, which is about 1 in 12,500, or you have a better chance to be killed by a hornet or hornets. 1 in 54,000 and change. Also, you have a better chance to have conjoined twins. That's 1 in 200,000. You have a better chance of winning an Olympic gold medal with 1 in 662,000. Or you have the chance of being the president. You have a 1 in 32 million chance of becoming the president. So I don't know. I mean, this is around the time where I will go and get a Powerball, or when the other Michigan lottery and all the other stuff, when the lottery is like $500,000, that's when I usually play. But I hope to win sometimes. Maybe it's a lot of times when I play the lottery, I hope to just win the money I spent back. Like if I spend $2 on a lottery ticket, I hope to get that $2 back, or at least half of it. But I don't even really have a great chance of doing that. But good luck to you if you're playing lucky numbers, or if you're just doing the quick picks or whatever. Probably a good time to get a Powerball jackpot. And if you do end up winning, just don't forget about me, okay? Time to fill your brain with some useless knowledge this morning. Now, if you're a soccer fan and you've been watching it for a long period of time, you may know this or you may not. In the past, soccer balls were brown and then bleached white. And also, you may notice on a lot of soccer balls, the black pentagons that are on there. Well, that's something that actually was introduced for TV at the 1970 World Cup to show viewers the position and rotation of the ball, particularly those watching on black and white TVs. Can you really see on that, though? Because I know when I watch soccer or football on television, like the Premier League and all that in Europe, every time I watch that, and honestly, I don't think they're using the classic black and white soccer ball anymore. Now it's just random colors and stuff. I don't notice the rotation. I just see, boom, ball going across the field, and then ball going across the field again, and then... It's just like hockey. It's one of those where I feel like in modern technology now, that was a great idea back then in the 70s. But now modern technology, we watch football, American football, and we see the ball, or we see not only we know where the ball is, but also we get all these instant replays, but also we even know where the first down line is or the line of scrimmage. Why can't they just make the puck or the soccer ball or things like that that are hard to see, why can't they make them like highlighted in some way? I don't know. That's for TV people to try and figure out. But some more useless knowledge for you. Americans are apparently drinking less orange juice now than any other time in the past two decades, but we still drink more than any other country in the world. Wow. I didn't know that. Matt Groening, who is the creator of The Simpsons and their however many 30 seasons or however many they've done. Interesting part about this with Matt Groening, even though he was the creator, he's only written 4 episodes. And in 3 of those cases, he was a co-writer. The only episode where he's the sole writer is all the way back in 1992, where Homer manages a country singer. I don't remember that episode, so I may have to look back and watch all the episodes. It's always funny to watch like the very first season of The Simpsons, not only because the animation is not good and it gets better over time, but what's interesting is to see Homer's voice, how it evolves. He has a totally different voice. Even though it's the same actor, Dan Castellaneta, even though it's the same actor, he changed his voice. So if you want to, go back and watch some of those Simpsons episodes. And I don't know the exact episode number for that one with him managing a country singer, but give that a shot and give that a watch. I think you can watch it on Disney Plus. So do that. Here's something interesting. If in the new year you're trying to lose weight, did you know that when you lose weight, you breathe out the fat as carbon dioxide? And I'm sure everybody is just like, just trying to breathe harder and harder right now, now that you know that. And lastly, here's another useless knowledge for you. And I'm a big fan of this shoe brand, and that's Adidas. Or Americans, this fun fact is that Americans pronounce Adidas wrong. It's actually supposed to be Adidas with a slight emphasis on the first syllable. So say it with me, Adidas. There you go. Not Adidas, like we all pretty much say. Even like, and that's the thing that I don't understand. If it's Adidas, then why aren't all of the ads and all the things that you see, almost everybody, even the song, My Adidas, it says Adidas. So somebody messed it up at some point down the line. But that's some useless knowledge to start your day. We will also start the day with talking about technology and how a lot of that has changed. You know, BlackBerry, if you're a BlackBerry user, those not going to work for you. So I want to know from you, 925 WSJM, are you somebody that still uses outdated technology, like either a BlackBerry or a flip phone or rotary phone? Now, flip phones, they're starting to make a comeback, and they're still in circulation. Some people still have them. You can get them brand new. But I want to hear from you. Are you using any outdated technology? I'd love to hear from you. Comment on our Facebook page or give me a call, 925-WSJM. Okay, so big day in technology yesterday, and a big day today because that Consumer Electronics Show kicks off introducing new technology. But I want to talk about older technology, or what some people would call outdated technology. And this conversation stems from the thing I saw in the news just the other day, where BlackBerry phones will stop working today, or actually even yesterday, that is. All BlackBerry phones not running on Android software, a lot of them upgraded at a certain point, no longer going to be able to be used. They won't be able to use data. They won't be able to use or send text messages, even access the internet or make 911 calls. And the majority of BlackBerry owners have moved on to new phones, obviously. But BlackBerry exited the mobile phone business back in 2016, but continued to offer software updates. And for those of you that really love the BlackBerry phone, I mean, this was a hugely popular phone. Everybody, especially people that were in business, their go-to was the BlackBerry phone. So I want to hear from you. Do you know anybody that still uses either BlackBerry or any other outdated technology like a rotary phone or VCR or anything like that? We'll get to your comments on our Facebook page. Just search for WSJM News. Also, I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call, 925-WSJM. That's 925-9756. Today, we're talking about outdated technology. BlackBerry. They announced just a little while ago that, hey, we're pretty much done. Like, if you have a BlackBerry, you might as well just throw it in the drawer because it's not really going to be able to be used if it's not running on Android software. If you have a BlackBerry phone, you're still holding on to one of those. You can't use data, send text messages, access the internet, or even make 911 calls. So it's pretty much a brick. BlackBerry exited the mobile phone business in 2016, but continued to offer software updates, but they ended that yesterday. So I want to hear from you. Do you know someone who still uses outdated technology? What sort of gadgets or electronics are they still using? Comment on our Facebook page or give me a call, 925-WSJM. I will say, BlackBerries were great when they were a popular thing. Then, the iPhone, when those came in, that pretty much it spelled the end for, definitely was a sign of the end for BlackBerry. Because, really, BlackBerry is one of those companies, just like Kodak, that didn't want to continue to innovate their technology. BlackBerry was the first real smartphone that was doing a bunch of stuff, and it was great when you had it, at least for the time. I know I had a BlackBerry at one point. GPS on it, not so great, and the internet wasn't all that great as well. But this was, 10 years ago or more. So now and they didn't really... when touch screens and now I don't even have any buttons on the front of my screen anymore. BlackBerry didn't innovate. So they're done. So what's some technology that is outdated that maybe you're still using? I'd love to know. 925-WSJM or comment on our Facebook page. Brandon has one. And we know with all the technology that we have at our fingertips and on our phones, Brandon says, my wife still watches the Weather Channel. I blew her mind one day when I just looked outside, took a gander at the sky, and told her it was both cloudy and snowing. Okay, that's like the farmer's weather report. But honestly, if you're watching things like the Weather Channel and stuff like that, I mean, you got that right on your phone. All the weather and forecasts and all that's right there. I mean, you can listen to the forecasts and hear about that stuff if you're driving around, or maybe when you're watching the news, they're going to have that report. But a lot of that stuff's right there on your phone. Speaking of phones, though, Chuck still uses a flip phone. That's okay because they still have some flip phones in circulation, and flip phones are starting to make a comeback. But there's less and less of those. Amy has a good one. She says, I have a cassette and CD player in my vehicle. Oh, man, I wish I still had those. I use a cassette adapter to play my iPod, and I still listen to CDs regularly. Apparently, Amy's stuck in 2005, not only with her car, but also the fact that she uses an iPod and also listens to CDs. I used to have a car that had a cassette player, and I thought it was great. I think it had a cassette and CD player on it. But I loved it because I still had some great cassettes, like the Top Gun soundtrack, one of my favorites. I had that a cassette as a go-to. My mom, for the longest time, as far as outdated technology, my mom had a rotary phone in the house. But it worked out great because anytime there was a power outage, she was able to just pick up the rotary phone, call the power company. This was before we really had smartphones that were able to access the internet or make phone calls that way. But she was able to just call the power company. But those rotary phones didn't work when everything that you or when you called the customer service and they said, please dial 1. For customer service or 2 or whatever, you can't punch 1 or 2 on a rotary phone. But give me a call, 925-WSJM. That's 925-9756. We got Jennifer on the line. Jennifer, you know somebody that uses outdated technology?
My parents still own the VCR.
Nice.
And they still have one of their walls in their living room that is completely filled with all VHS tapes.
Awesome.
And there's like Placid and the Goonies. Mm-hmm. Batteries not included. Yeah. They have all the Disney movies from way back when. And they still always watch them on VHS. They refuse to get the DVDs.
See, I'm the same way, though. I've got boxes and boxes of DVDs and even some CDs. I've still got the CD cases, like the leather-bound CD cases. I've still got some of those in my house. And VHSs, I mean, some of those could be worth something, especially those Disney movies. I keep seeing that all the time, like the certain like gold editions of Pocahontas or Little Mermaid. Some of those ones that were in the vault, a lot of those can be worth something. And you may even go to the thrift store today and see some of those VHSs if you want to get your hands on one of those. I still have a DVD VHS combo. I've got two of them in my house because not only they still work, I still need them for my DVDs and videos, but also if you go on eBay right now, that stuff is expensive. So if you've still got some of that stuff that works, I'm not knocking you for still holding on to those. But I'd love to hear from you. You know somebody, or if it's yourself, that uses outdated, quote-unquote, outdated technology, give me a call, 925-WSJM. That's 925-9756. Comment on our Facebook page as well. Some things that are trending today. We know that we're dealing with snow here, but over on the East Coast near, like, the D.C. area, just a few days ago, they dealt with quite a lot of snow. A big snowstorm happened. And hundreds of drivers in Virginia were actually stuck on I-95 for over 24 hours because of the snowstorm. And one news reporter actually got stuck in there as well because, you know, the news reporters are told to report on what the road conditions are. And this snowstorm was so bad that people were stuck in their cars. So here's what Josh Letterman of NBC had to say about the whole situation.
This has been a pretty insane and fairly dystopian experience. I was headed back to D.C. GPS said I'd get back around 5:15, about 7:15 with several delays. You know, it was looking pretty bad on the roads. And by 7:30, we were just at a standstill. Nobody knows how long we're going to be here or how we are going to get out. So people started turning their cars off because, frankly, people wanted to conserve gas. They didn't know how long they'd be able to stay warm. This is scary. You don't plan for a situation like this.
Oh, that is absolutely scary. You know, they always say, like, have the emergency stuff in your car, the water, the kitty litter, all of those different things if you get in an accident or get stuck on the roads. But nothing can prepare you for 24 hours of being stuck in your car. So crazy that even with the cold temperatures, people were still shutting off their car. Other weird weather things that happened in Texas. I was talking about this the other day with Useless Knowledge, how there are ways that fish can fall from the sky. It's called fish rain. It's a real thing. And it seemed like just a concept that, oh, yeah, it could happen with waterspouts. But it actually happened down in Texas the other day where it was raining fish. There was a storm, and then the storm created some waterspouts, picked up some fish, and then they were just falling from the sky. Just like the Sharknado, but this would be more of like a Bassnado or a Salmonado. But yeah, it actually happened. Other things that are happening in the news this morning that you should know about. We know the Consumer Electronics Show is happening in Las Vegas. So new technology is being unveiled. Samsung is doing something really cool. They're getting rid of batteries in your remote control. They've designed a new eco remote that recharges itself using the radio waves coming from your Wi-Fi router. And since that thing's always on, the remote will never run out of juice. The technology only works for low-powered items, but a TV remote fits the bill perfectly. Just in case the Wi-Fi doesn't get it done, the Eco remote can also recharge itself using solar energy, kind of like your old calculator, or by being pulled into the USB-C port or plugged into the USB-C port. Now, this new technology is great, but it doesn't help me if the remote gets lost in the couch. If you can somehow figure out how to get the remote out of the couch, that would be a technological breakthrough. But honestly, I just thought about a remote control with legs like crawling out of the couch. That would freak me out. I'd probably just have to set fire to my couch. So maybe that's not a bad idea. Back to the drawing board.